Unit 2. Lessons 5 and 6. Exercise 2D.
And what about places that don't have interesting scenery or architecture? How could people attract tourists to their villages?
Well, in this part of England, in the southwest, there's a lot of unemployment and a lot of business relies on seasonal tourism. So in the winter, when no one comes down here, people are unemployed and the tourist industry goes into sleeping mode. Mm. So to raise the number of visitors throughout the year, big projects are required, imaginative projects. And one man had this wonderful idea of building the largest greenhouses in the world, called biomes, in which they are now growing tropical plants and fruits. Mm-hmm. This project is called the Eden Project, after the Garden of Eden. Mm. It's built in an ex-pit, a pit or a mine, and it was a disused, unattractive area, which is now being made very beautiful and turned into a new Garden of Eden. Mm.
And it has had a great educational impact?
Yes, it has. Educational aims and ecological, environmental aims, but also it attracts many, many tourists from all over the world at all times of the year, especially on rainy days when the weather's not really suitable to go to the seaside.
You know, people often think you need at least a theatre or a museum to attract tourists. What if there isn't anything like that?
If they have no theatres or museums?
Right.
Why not build one? But there are other things you could do as well. Locally, they have a small place, a village which many people visit, and it's called Morwellham Quay. And this place has recreated England in the 19th century so that throughout the summer you can see people dressed in 19th century costumes doing 19th century jobs in 19th century buildings, including a small mine on the quayside where old boats used to bring in and take away goods for import and export. Mm. So that's another kind of attraction you could develop anywhere, in any part of the country. Mm-hmm. It doesn't depend on the beauty of the local environment, on mountains or rivers. Oh, this one depends on the river because it's a quay, but otherwise it's just a matter of using your imagination. Mm. Mm. Another thing they do is recreate battles. Mm. An example of such a project is Torrington, where a big group of people, all dressed in authentic costumes, recreates battles from the Civil War. And this attracts thousands and thousands of tourists to the area.